Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the fourth and final hour of our get-together. We call it the 9 o'clock. Stretch it out. Oh, ow. Easy.
Calm down there.
It is 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And yes, I do need to stretch out because apparently, I was digging and moving dirt in the backyard. We're getting ready to try to put up a above-ground swimming pool. And already, you know, challenges have arisen.
Yeah.
You know, as in, like, my back.
Put some Tiger Balm on that, Tiger.
There you go. Man, I used to use that. I still do sometimes. It helps.
Work for you?
It helps.
Doesn't help dig out the backyard, but, you know.
No. And any kind of spasming, it doesn't do much for it.
So are you running into, like, roots or rocks or...
Lots of little roots, which they're just a pain. You know, you snip them or whatever.
Sure.
But some rocks.
Yeah.
And just overall, it's because we're on a slant, we're kind of on a hill.
Right.
So to make something level,
it
takes a certain amount of... You got to move a certain amount of dirt.
It goes from here to here, yes.
Let me put it to you this way. If we had access to like a little bobcat or something like that, it would take that person maybe 15 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And no back problems.
Right, but...
I'm thinking you should call somebody.
Well...
I'm just saying.
Look, we've got a friend and a neighbor, but it's... you hate to go to that well, and then actually the person who was going to help us out, apparently his back was actually out.
Ugh.
So, and, you know, and you pay somebody, nobody's going to want to put their bobcat on a trailer, come out to your house, you know, do 10 minutes work, and then, because they got to get paid for all of that.
Sure. Yeah, I get that.
And I get that, too, so.
Yeah.
It's tough. And I did leave a message with one company that says they, you know, they install, you know, above-ground pools.
Right.
I just wanted to get a... You know, an estimate.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't crazy,
right? Did you get an estimate?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't yet. So
it's like, what's it worth? You know,
well, if
to not hurt yourself.
Well, now that
off,
most of the leveling, most of it is done.
Yeah,
Betsy's probably out there working on it right now. But
he hopes.
No, she is. Yeah, she texted me. I'm working. My gosh, no, working very, very hard, way more than me.
I'd act surprised. Oh. Not shocked.
Yeah.
Not shocked.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what I'd pay. I mean,
what's it worth? You know,
I'd be willing to pay to get it set up if they really, you know what they're doing.
So do the prep and put the pool up and the whole bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$500.
Okay. There you go.
But I don't know if
the offer has
been passed. I think it might be. they might be asking more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Although this type of pool, apparently.
Yeah.
They say in the instructions for what's that's worth, 60 to 90 minutes.
For like two people or something?
Yeah.
Or whatever, yeah.
But how true that is in reality?
Yes. Yeah,
good point. When I haven't put up a pool since I was 10.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any of the work. Rudy, our German immigrant friend.
Yes.
My dad's immigrant friend from work. Rudy, he came over.
Made it happen.
He was one of those guys that you just strong.
Yeah.
You know, his wrists were like as big around as my legs. But he was nice.
He made it happen.
But he's like the kind, you know, you can tell, like, just gruff. Just German.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I could say German because he was German.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's funny.
You will help to dig this pool, young man. Mm. You're not digging and digging.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted for a few years.
That's not bad. Hey.
And we had fun. We had fun with it. But, yeah, I mean, you know, my dad just wasn't like, you know, the handy-dandy guy. But other than that, I mean, he was 1,000% great and everything else.
That's
so
awesome.
It is what it is. Yeah, now it's like, oh, do I have the skill to dig? Yeah, I can dig.
Yeah, but,
now
also
you get to
yourself.
Exactly. And you go, okay, so what is that worth? What's my back or backache worth?
You know, I'm sure that I know when I, you know, because I've got some discs in my lower back that, you know.
Oh, you've got discs. Are you bragging?
Well, yeah. They're going to fall out. But I think that's when I hurt that and my old shoulder injury both flared up was last summer trying to pull some stinking things out of the ground that don't want to come out. And I'm sure I put stress on both of those, and that's why I ended up having to do PT on both of them.
Wow.
It's the yard stuff that gets you. It will. Or just overdoing ourselves when we shouldn't be. Because we ain't 30 no more.
It's like you shouldn't have attempted to do these things, so now you've hurt your body.
Yeah.
So now we're going to put you in physical therapy, which is actually much harder than the things you were doing in the first place, but it somehow fixes you.
Uh-huh. I think you pretty much nailed it.
It's like, okay. Avoid physical therapy by avoiding injury, by avoiding chores.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's why I'd spend more time on my schmooze tour and less time pulling things out of the yard. That would make me happy.
I can tell you that going on a motorcycle ride Sunday morning with the weather so nice, the humidity was down,
mm-hmm.
going to Glen St. Mary, a little town I've never been to, ate at a little mom and pop place.
Cool.
Food was excellent. They did forget about the friends who actually brought us there. Had been there several times.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ray and Linda. They like forgot their order.
Oh, no.
And we actually Betsy and I ordered like lunch type items, and it was only like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
She goes, I'll make, within reason, I'll make whatever. I go, yeah, what about a cheesesteak? Sure. Our food came out, it still wasn't quick, but I don't care. It was good.
It wasn't forgotten.
But yeah, it totally but then when they did bring Linda out the pancakes,
yeah,
I call them hubcaps, man. They were.
Oh, wow. That's
what I mean?
Yeah.
Big. And I had to help her with it.
Wow, what a guy. That was a contrast to Saturday because, we had to go down to Sarasota for a celebration of life service for a friend of mine whose wife passed away. It was light rain all the way from here all the way to Sarasota.
And that was on Saturday.
Saturday morning, yeah. Huh. We were up and on the road at 7 o'clock.
Ooh.
And gave me almost a 3-hour drive. But it rained lightly the entire trip. Look, fortunately, traffic was light. So then when you got the crazy people who still do the whole 3-lane routine. But still, it's like, oh, my goodness. Are we ever going to drive out of this? And we did not. The whole way. No.
So Sarasota, were you near the Gulf or was kind of inland?
I would say inland because you're going south. And then from there, we actually went west of the highway.
Oh, okay, so you went inland. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it a nice area?
Oh, yeah.
But like Lakewood Ranch or something?
Couldn't tell you. No clue.
I've
only been to Sarasota.
Whatever the GPS said, you just went there.
I've only, get me to Sarasota Baptist Church, and that's what it did. And that's only the second time I'd been there because we had gone down a few years ago to hang out with these guys. He's the morning guy on the big Christian network around Florida, and his wife had passed away, and so that was the celebration service was on Saturday. So
Big trip for us back in the day when, we lived in Port Charlotte. Go to the Sarasota Square Mall.
Really?
There was no interstate.
Oh, really?
You went up Highway 41.
Was it like a 2-lane kind of thing?
No, it was 4 lanes, okay. Most of it. Yeah, no, it was all 4 lanes, I think.
Okay.
And, separated, divided highway. But, speed limit, even where there was nothing between, like, Port Charlotte and Venice,
uh-huh.
was nothing there. And between Venice and Sarasota, there was nothing there.
Right.
Now it's all like one contiguous thing. But back then, it's like, then you want to, step on the gas.
Sure.
Well, that stupid Jimmy Carter guy had the speed limit like 55.
Oh.
Killing me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That leads to a bunch of other stories about me and the state. But we won't go into that right now. CNN.
No evidence.
And BBC ran with fake news. And this isn't just like run-of-the-mill fake news. This narrative was pushed by Hamas that claims Sunday that dozens of Palestinians were killed at a U.S.-backed humanitarian aid site in Gaza. Breitbart News reported Hamas claimed that more than 30 Palestinian civilians had been fired upon by the IDF at one of the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation aid distribution sites. The IDF denied it. Former Israeli Prime Minister Bennett also pushed back. As Bennett noted, major Western media outlets, notably CNN and the BBC, had run the story and given it great prominence without checking to verify whether the Hamas claims were in fact accurate. A source within the GHF told Breitbart that of the 6 days that the effort was operational, Sunday was actually the most calm. After an investigation, the IDF said in recent hours, false reports have been spread, including serious allegations against the IDF regarding fire toward Gazan residents in the area of the humanitarian aid distribution site in Gaza. Findings from the initial inquiry indicate that the IDF did not fire at civilians while they were near or within the humanitarian aid distribution site, and that reports to this effect are false.
Wow. Hmm.
The IDF is cooperating with the American Civil Organization, GHF, and international organizations in order to enable the distribution of aid to the Gazan residents and not to Hamas. Hamas does everything in its power to undermine food distribution efforts in Gaza. Hamas is a brutal terrorist organization that starves and endangers the population in order to preserve its control over the Gaza Strip. And so, yeah.
Wow, fake news.
They made it up.
Mm-hmm.
And CNN was stupid enough to run with it.
I'm not shocked. Hey, in reference to your little excavation work for your pool, you know, that you need done?
Yeah.
Our buddy Paul Florence says, hey, tell Bob to rent a small excavator. I know he's an excellent operator.
Wow.
So there you go. Just you could do it, Bob. He has confidence in you. Because you did operate one piece of machinery for a little while one day, so I remember that.
Yeah.
And you didn't even hit the roof of the building or anything.
No, I didn't tear anything down or tear it up.
We were all kind of
amazed.
Yeah,
Paul was complimentary. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well, thank you, Paul. That's high praise, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I considered that.
Yep.
But I think hopefully.
Yeah.
Most of it's done.
By the time you get home.
Get to work, Betsy.
Wow.
It is 9:17. Wow. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. From the Chuckle Chuckle category, we had the Penguin, otherwise known as Jerry Nadler. One of his aides was arrested. Yeah, apparently they were harboring rioters. Yeah. Yeah, they were, I guess they were getting a little out of hand, and I guess they knew the po-po were on the way, and so they scuttled up and hid in Jerry Nadler's office. So, and apparently the woman that they actually had to put into handcuffs was resisting, at least to some extent. Nadler's office would not comment on what led up to the chaotic incident. The only thing he said other than no comment was, quack, quack. The Penguin.
He really could pull that off.
Again.
Yeah, he really
could. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they do the remake, he's in.
Yeah. Danny DeVito, you don't stand a chance this time around.
No, not now. Uh-uh.
Yep. And then, of course, one of the top stories, unfortunately, is this terrible, horrendous attack in Boulder, Colorado at a mall. Boulder Police Department revealed it was responding to a report of an attack. Asked people to avoid the area. This was at a mall. Witnesses at the scene told CBS Colorado that the suspect attacked people with Molotov cocktails who were participating in a walk to remember the Israeli hostages who remain in Gaza. Run for Their Lives, which has organized the walk. That's the name of the group. Run for Their Lives. And then can you imagine a guy shows up with this, with Molotov cocktails and like a, you know, a blowtorch or whatever?
Yeah.
Flamethrower?
Somebody who shouldn't have been in the country for the last couple of years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, at least under this administration, we don't have to wait days and days for them to tell us who's behind it because their name might be somewhat suspect or sound Middle Eastern.
Right.
Can't have that, right? Department of Homeland Security, they revealed that the suspect behind that mall attack in Boulder is an illegal alien who entered the United States under the Biden administration. Bill Malusian from Fox revealed that three senior DHS sources said Mohammed Sabri Soliman, 45, is an Egyptian national in the U.S. illegally and has overstayed his visa after entering the United States under the Biden administration. Malusian's post came after the FBI special agent revealed during a press conference that Soliman had been identified as a suspect behind the attack, which left multiple people injured and burned. There were six victims between the ages of 67 and 88, and the witnesses had reported that the suspect used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd, which I guess was described as a Molotov cocktail.
Well, look at the contrast here, Bob. I mean, if we were in some other country and we were on a visa to stay to a certain date, we'd be scared to death to overstay. But they're not, as because of history, they're not scared of our laws. They're not scared of our government because they're probably never going to get caught.
Right. And if you don't fear getting caught or fear punishment, then guess what? You're going to get more of that awful behavior.
Yep.
45, though. That's a little late to enter the terrorist game, isn't it?
You'd think so.
I mean, you can't say.
The late bloomer.
It was indiscretion of my youth and being brainwashed by people. It's like, you're 45 and you're still. It's like being a liberal at, you know.
Yeah.
If you're not liberal at 20, you don't have a heart. But if you're not conservative by 40, you don't have a brain.
That explains a
lot. He's 45.
Yeah.
It's like, time to grow up. Burning people with flamethrowers is not going to help your political agenda.
Yeah. And now you can.
Oh, I hate Palestinians a lot less. I hate Hamas a lot less now. Thanks for your good work.
No. Doesn't work that way.
Not so much. All right. Oh, and then it keeps going. Mm-hmm. You've got ICE agents being called terrorists. Not by some illegal from Egypt, but by a California councilman. Yeah. I mean, he put it out there on social media. He said that ICE agents were terrorists.
Wow.
I mean,
these are elected officials in American government.
And these are American law enforcement officers.
Mm-hmm.
You're clearly putting them in danger. The guy needs to be arrested for that. It's not, little spank on the hand.
Yeah.
It's like, no, your words have power and authority. You're a councilman.
Mm-hmm.
A, you should know better. B, you're putting them in danger. That's not acceptable. We're not going to allow that.
No.
And let them think about it. You don't have to throw them, lock them up and throw away the key, but I would say, good 30 days.
Sure. Just to make a point.
That'd be good for them.
Absolutely.
Bill Maher. He's got a good one here.
Uh-oh.
He's actually backing Trump in terms of the kind of scrutiny that Trump has placed on Harvard University. Bill Maher spoke about his disdain for Harvard during the most recent episode of Real Times, where he called the generation's old school an a-hole factory.
Well, he calls it like he sees it sometimes.
Yeah, and that's not to be confused with A-team.
No. Big difference.
Or Model A.
No.
President Trump has turned his attention into putting proscriptions on the various universities across the country, have allowed mass pro-Hamas and anti-Jew protests to rile campuses. And they already have, Harvard does, $53.2 billion in endowments in the bank.
Billion.
$53 billion. I said years ago when I saw an article that did some of the math that they could never charge tuition again in perpetuity and never run out of money.
That amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they always cry poor mouth and they'll take $60 million of taxpayer money if they can.
Well, of course they would, because they deserve it and whatever. Yeah.
And then your other top story is the spider's web. Yep, Operation Spider's Web, Ukraine attacking deep inside the Russian border, destroying a bunch of planes at five different airfields. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Also, things that make you smile is about 15 minutes away or so. So stick around. 97.3 The Sky. Hey, let's make this Monday awesome. You're off to a good start. You're listening at the right place. It is the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Thanks so much. We appreciate your support. It is 9:35 right now, and joining us on the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, our friend Rosebud. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. I just I don't want to interrupt your show, but you're here talking about putting your pool in. I've put a few pools in my lifetime. And trust me, you need clean, sifted sand, about 2 to 3 inches. and it needs to be tamped down real good. Where you're going to set that liner? Because the most important thing is that liner. If you don't get it tight and like a little bit of sand beveling up the wall so that that liner will just roll up that wall, you'll have problems. Trust me. I put a few pools in. And you just need to take your time, sift the sand. If you don't have it, maybe over at your, like, the lawn place or a concrete plant, they have clean sifted sand. This has to be to go in that concrete. You might get a few bucket loads out of there, bring it in there. But it needs to be tamped down real good. No little hairline cracks in it. It has to be perfectly smooth when you set that liner. A lot of the new liners have an extra thick base on them where they're putting them. They're laying against that ground.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get it, it needs to be tight, because when you put all that water in it, if it's not right, you'll find it, and it'll eventually break through, and you'll have problems, Bob.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to let you know that, because I'm old, and I put a few of them in, and trust me, you don't want to do it a second time, because if you got to pull that liner up, it gets worse from there. But I hope everybody have a nice day. God bless America.
God bless you, Rosebud. Pleasure to hear from you, and thanks for the tip. You know, that reminds me, when's the last time that you used a flour sifter? Do you remember it looked like a can?
My goodness.
And it had the handle and it had like springs on it. It's like,
but as a kid, you love just messing with that.
And you were helping your mom usually.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I did that with my mom, and I hadn't thought about a flour sifter until he said sifted sand. And I go, how much could you get through a flour sifter? It would take me a while to get 2 yards done, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would probably.
That's what we're getting 2 yards of sand.
Okay.
I don't know if it's been sifted or not. Yeah.
Make it smooth, though. You heard the man. Smooth.
The sands of time. Isn't that like a opening to a soap opera or something?
Yes. The days of our lives.
Days of our lives. That's
like sand through the hourglass. So go the days of our lives.
You could have been an announcer.
Yeah, there's no money in it.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Pete, good morning.
Hold on a second. I got to stop laughing. I want to talk about the Ukrainian air raid. It was a very bold effort, and it blew up a bunch of planes. But the Ukraine is in an attritional war with Russia, and the real goal in an air campaign is enemy pilots and skilled enemy air crew. And since they hit them on a Sunday, there probably wasn't that many people on the base, and they didn't shoot any of these planes down, to my knowledge. They just hit the base with drones. So they probably did blow up a lot of planes, but the real blow for Russia would be if they knocked out some of their pilots in air-to-air combat or otherwise. Thank you, Bob.
Good point. We heard from D.C., regular listener and caller for many years, and he has a background in intel. And he was very, very happy from the standpoint of kind of taking Russia down or whatever. And he theorized, him and many of his friends, that Russia is not in great shape, especially when it comes to their nuclear arsenal. They've got like over 5,000 warheads, but he says, you know, they degrade over time. You have to constantly, you know, work on those kinds of things. They take a certain amount of maintenance. It's actually expensive and time consuming. And he said that, look, it cost us about $50 billion to keep ours, you know, in good shape. And he said, $50 billion is about what Russia spent on their entire military in a year.
Which makes you wonder,
are they really capable? Can they really pull off a launch if they decided to go down that path?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Putin is kind of pushing somewhat of a bluff in some ways. I don't know. But it was something special when you say, you could get an attack done deep inside of Russia. 5 different air bases were hit. The drones reportedly hit 41 bombers stationed at several airfields on Sunday afternoon. And also some of their like radar-type planes, what we would call AWACS.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they had, I guess, trucks that got a certain, you know, distance close to their targets.
They look kind of like a box truck.
Yeah. And then they would open the roof, and then just like wasps or whatever flying out of there. Here they come, the drones.
That's pretty amazing.
And it's kind of scary. There was a movie that was made where they did a presidential attack like that on a golf course. Do you remember that one?
Yes, I'd forgotten about that.
That was frightening. And
it was.
Thought, ooh, what bad guys are going to see that and use that?
Ukrainians.
Well, or kind of, good guy. Sort of. Didn't think of it that way. You know, good guys could use it too, I guess. But
yeah. No, you're right.
So, yeah, this was a major attack deep inside. Mm. We're talking one of these regions where the airbase, Balea Air Base, is more than 2,500 miles from Ukraine.
Man.
I mean, we're talking they penetrated deeply.
Well, that's one of the points D.C. made, that it was the far west side, which is just not where you'd expect them to be able to even get to.
No. And these are bombers, apparently, that carry nuclear weaponry. That's one of the reasons why they were out in the open, because I think that's through some previous agreements that, hey, as long as, you know, we can spy on you and see via satellite that, you know, your planes are sitting there, we know they're not up in the sky heading toward attacking us. But they didn't give us a heads up on this attack. Our Pentagon apparently, allegedly, was not notified.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is, because you wonder, you know, what kind of counterattack you could get.
Right.
And would we be perceived as being behind this?
Is it a whole, you know, plausible deniability thing? Well, you know, we didn't know about it, so we could have told them no.
But what D.C. was saying about their, you know, they don't really have the funding and, you know, that there's issues there militarily with Russia. That does kind of fit in with, why would it take them so long to take over a territory like this? In other words,
it's been years.
Couldn't they just come in and just run roughshod over the Ukrainians?
We would have thought so. We would have thought 6 months. It would have been done.
Right.
He came in, got what he wanted, whatever.
Yeah, I was saying resistance is futile when, you know, when Putin first went in.
What are we, 3 years in? You lose track. It's just been ongoing.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of loss of life on both sides.
Which has to be embarrassing for Putin and the Russians in general.
Yeah.
It's still going on.
Well, and I asked about, you know, North Korea and their whatever role. And he says, well, remember, North Korea is the one that just tried to launch their some kind of destroyer or whatever you would call it. And it, like, went belly up or went sideways in the launch. And now they think it's pretty much, dead in the water.
Yeah.
You could say.
Call the insurance company on that claim.
Yeah, good luck.
My ship turned over.
I don't think he would deal with like an insurance agent. Can you imagine if the insurance agent for Kim Jong-un?
No.
You know? Nice haircut. Nice haircut, sir. could you just sign here? We just got a couple of forms we got to fill out.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, you disappear. And it's not for a little vacation either.
Permanent.
Hey, how about tough guy? Huh? How about Mr. Knuckles? Knucklehead? Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, in his desire to transition to a real man that he's been attempting for quite some time now.
It's been a process.
Called on his fellow Democrats on Saturday to be a little meaner.
Oh, my God.
Because that's what it means to be a man, to be mean and nasty.
You mean like toxic masculinity?
Exactly.
That the left talk about
all the time?
Well,
I think that's what his picture in his mind is.
It sounds like, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Be a bully. Yeah, be a tough guy. Hey.
Yep.
Hey. Tough guy.
He was at speaker at the Democratic Party State Convention in Columbia, South Carolina, where he took jabs at the Republican president, sought to energize his party's activists. Maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner, a little more fierce. Ladies and gentlemen, it's tough guy Tim Walz. Who's going to take him on?
It's really more who's going to believe that.
You know what he needs? He needs to grow his hair out and do more of this Braveheart kind of makeup thing over his half his face, you know?
There's a meme for
Right?
There's a meme for
And then you say, okay, now you are a leader.
Jake, are you listening? That'd be a great cartoon here. Bob's giving you free ideas. Just saying.
He's
great.
That guy's blessed with
the
ability.
Yeah.
But, I mean, think of all the messages that you would want to give to your party, and the message he comes out with, we need to be meaner.
Yeah.
Because Donald Trump is a bully.
Right.
So we need to be meaner. Because They're never mean now. They never call names now. They never shout people down now.
Well, look how, now, if we're talking Trump, look how nice they've been to him over the last 8 or 10 years.
Yeah, not so much.
Not so much.
No. Yeah, and they're the same, you know, lawmakers that, like, try to pummel ICE agents doing their job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. But they need to be a little meaner. That'll win, I can imagine. You know, let's just talk to the average voter. Hey, if the Democrats are a little meaner, what do you think? Maybe give them a shot this time around, this go around? You think that'll... meaner? You know what they would say? I think there's issues a little bit more important than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, they lose on every issue, so you don't want to get tangled up with issues. Issues? You know, you're tangled up with issues. Next thing you're going to talk about is policy. Policies? Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And they've got nothing there.
They got nothing.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Amazing.
Speaker Johnson says we will not cut Medicaid.
Okay. But the Democrats say Medicaid, Social Security, Medicare. The Republicans are mean.
He said what we're attempting to do is reduce this program that is wrought with fraud, waste, and abuse to make sure that the program is essential, that is essential to so many people, and ensure that it's available for the most vulnerable. And then he added there's about 4.8 million people that are referring, that he's referring to, that are able-bodied workers. And then he said, and you're talking about 1.4 million illegal aliens that are receiving Medicaid right now, and they're not entitled to that. Huh. So remember, Republicans who try to get rid of waste and fraud are evil.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats, they're good, just not mean enough.
Right. There's a campaign for you.
9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Now it's your turn. Call in with things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. You can do it. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Things that make you smile. Call now, 877-975-9825. Time to call in, 877-975-9825. Call in for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So go ahead and call in now, and we'll get you in there. Good morning, Candy. What's making you smile?
Oh, my German Shepherd that likes to waterboard her toys when they get dirty. She drops them in the water and then brings them back to me dripping wet.
Aw, that's cute. You gotta like that.
That's smart, too.
Sometimes I just don't want to get wet, and my golden retriever knows that, and so he comes by and he shakes. And I'm like, thanks, Buster. Yeah, he does it on purpose.
That's hilarious.
Little brat.
Well, I trained him that.
Good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
Hey, can I mention a local auto body shop?
No, you can't.
No.
No, boss will yell at
all
us.
All right, well,
if you do
that's
it.
Making me smile. They're doing a great job.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, just you could say a local body shop is doing a great job.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You got to be careful and all
that.
Yeah. Yeah, in trouble.
Had a good time Saturday night. Ran into some Sky listeners. Was over at Santa Fe College for their that President's Gala thing that they do.
Oh, yeah. And the haughty-taughty elitist folks getting together. Yes. Yes. Tell the peasants what you experienced there, Sir Gregory.
Well, Chad Johnson was there. Kat Kamick was there. A lot of folk, a lot of community folks, a lot of Sky listeners. Because we kind of help them with we're kind of a media partner with them.
Absolutely.
And so it was great to kind of hang out and meet some listeners and enjoy a good time.
Man,
they do good work.
You know
there.
Everyone.
Well, I try.
You're doing a good job.
There was a meal involved. I know before you asked, there was a meal involved. So yes, I was there.
I didn't ask because
it was presumed.
Well, it was surprised. No.
Not shocked.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
I came up with a bit, and then I forgot it. Shocked. Yeah, that's it.
But it was a good time. It was a beautiful event. The students put on a great presentation. Very talented kids.
That is awesome. So, yeah. And we kicked off something special this morning.
Yep.
It is our ninth year of Valor, where we recognize the bravery of local law enforcement and first responders. And it is what Valor is all about, and we're very proud to do that again. We featured this morning Patrol Sergeant Kendrick Hampton from High Springs Police Department, who was called to the scene of a drowning and resuscitated the victim, man. And really made all the difference in the world. The child made a full recovery. So great work from Patrol Sergeant Kendrick Hampton. And thanks to Lawful Defense, Shoot GTR, and Campus USA Credit Union. And we'll do it again tomorrow morning at 8:35. Try to catch it.
Love our first responders.
Yes, we do.
Sure. Yep.
Hey, don't go anywhere. We're not done yet. Nope, not until you smell that. That's the smoking gun. And it is coming up next. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. New York City Police Department officers have reportedly endured a 63% rise in assaults over the past 6 years. The New York Post article published on Saturday reported the alarming numbers on assaults on cops and numerous instances of the Big Apple's officers being injured. The number of assaults up 57% this year compared to the same time 3 years ago. What seems to be one of the differences? Well, could it be leftist DA Alvin Bragg? That's what many are commenting on. Yep, need to get rid of that guy and get a real prosecutor in there. And that would be your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.